This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Interim SIUC Chancellor John Dunn will step down at the end of this month as his tenure at the post finishes and Austin Lanes begins. Today we hear more about what he thinks may be ahead for higher education and what he hopes for the Southern Illinois University Carbondale campus.
Well, I think all of us will be far less frightened by the reality of distance delivery, being able to use techniques and strategies that have been out there for a long time. I've been really quite pleased with some of our faculty who might have been most opposed to doing anything online, as if it somehow was a lesser quality, it was less demanding, it wouldn't be as rich. And that's true in some areas where you have to do more hands-on, and certainly engineering and the arts, theater, music. But there are other areas where we can do more, and we have done more. And I think people challenge themselves very nicely. I don't think we will ever be quite the same in higher education. At least the fear reaction of going online will be lessened. We also know, though, that there are some that we were not successful with, some students that clearly did not like online. And what they learned is, no, they want to be in a class with other human beings. And I think that is also a great discovery, because it's part of what we've always said about residential campuses, that there's value and benefit from engaging and interacting with one another. And so in some ways, those are tangential in some ways, but in another way, they kind of come together, kind of a meeting of the forces. And I think that's desirable. I'm very, very thankful that in the fall, just purely out of interest, I took a course online in Spanish right here at SIU Carbondale. It was very well taught. I learned a lot. I passed. And, you know, all those good things. But it gave me an opportunity to understand more about online. And I think one of the things we have to do is that before we ask people to do much teaching of online courses or classes, that they should take one. They should be on the other end. They should understand a little bit more from a learner perspective. And for most of us my age, and actually even individuals 20 years younger, we didn't come through a system with much online education. And so I think there's another lesson to be learned there about how we can help people utilize the tools are there and do so in a way that's helpful, very helpful.
I wonder if you have any final words for the campus, anything. You'll still be on campus for a few more weeks until Dr. Lane takes over in July, but in this last segment here, do you have anything that you'd like for people to know or to remember?
No, other than I just say to the Saluki Nation, whether you're in a community, an alum, a faculty, staff, student, be very proud of your university and never be hesitant to wear the colors. Tell people with a great deal of pride that you're from Southern Illinois. We ought to all be proud of that. And also that you are a Saluki, that you're a student or you graduated from this great institution, or you believe in what the university is doing and you want to help. I think that's the message. We are clearly an economic engine for the region. And we're proud of that. But again, we need everybody on board, and we need lots of good friends and help and support. But I think our future is bright, and I'm very optimistic to see what the, I won't see the next 150 years, but maybe I'll see another 10 to 15. And I look forward to observing and supporting in any way I can.
John Dunn is completing his second stint as interim chancellor at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. He had more to say about inclusivity and accomplishments during his time in office. You can find that at wsiunews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.